And if you are, sorry about everybody, I forgot the recording, for the recording. Welcome to the show here. I'm going over right now the important prospects right now. We have Pablo Lopez pitching. We have Joe Ryan coming up tomorrow. No, that's tomorrow. Saturday he'll pitch. Bailey Ober is pitched. Louis Verland, Chris Paddock is on the fifth. He should probably be fourth, and then Verland will be fifth on the pitching. Okay. So in here, according to this article, with the Safari down and Perez unlikely to throw a pitch with the Twins, they rely heavily on Verland for the go, and relevant lap of starting pitching depth behind this could be an important story for the Twins. The next line of defense like to start with Simone Woods, Richardson, and Hurick, with top brother David Stuck likely to enter the fall at this level, but none of them are proven at this level. So that's a very, very important. We gotta watch. Yeah, so they're already putting so you got Royce today. Okay? So he's a very, very important person. Because today he's going to be, he's not playing, Julian is not going to play today, so. So we know, you know, that Byron Buxton's got to be healthy, so pitching is going to be a thing. Another factor I think we need to look into is the prospects, is the replacements, because we did have a tough spring training, so. Who we can rely on for that. So let's say a player like Carlos Carrera goes down. What's going to happen? Who can replace that? We got to figure out scenarios and situations there. Or Royce. And because these are three. Is the injury effect. Is the awareness of the injuries. Okay. So that's also a big component going to happen this year. So I would like to. I like to see more coming up in the year ahead. So. I want to drive it there too. So this is going to be very, very much opening and more key component. So all right, so like I said, the healthiness needs to be there, our pitching and maintain levels, because we got to maintain levels, which is our defense, cuz you got to know, cuz that's what's going to all relate to everything. So we have a big component into playing. So that is why we need to be, because when, because in a moment I'm gonna go over the schedule. Okay, I'm gonna go over our schedules, because now, no more preseason. Okay, we're gonna play today at 3:10. Tomorrow we're gonna play on Saturday. Here, and then on Sunday we'll play at, Kansas, for three games. Okay. So we got that going on too. So that'll be on. So on the month report on Monday, I'll go over the game on the first three games to see how where things are gonna be. Okay. So we'll play Kansas for three on the way, and then we'll play the Brew. And then everyone's talking about the big talk right now with this Minnesota versus Milwaukee type style, and you know it's gonna be a where. We're gonna have an uphill battle, but I'd like to take at least one of those games there, because it's, and then you come back here for us for our 3:10 game, our Twins opener, and then you have the, and then we play the Dodgers coming up, and then we play the Tigers, which we have some wins there, which we get at least four games, we should at least split or get three out of four out of that. I want to also get the Orioles. The Orioles is going to be tough. That's going to be a tough series. We're going to be at Baltimore. Then we got the Tigers back here. So let's see. So our scenario is going to be really, really good. Because when I get to the picks, because the Mariners are going to be tough. We're going to get them here. Boston might give you something too. Because they're people think our schedule is going to be easy this year. Yeah, no, it's not. It's going to be hard. It's like really hard. We're going to be getting people like the Rangers. We're getting them. And they're projected to win the division again. They just get even more better. And I'll say this. Seattle does have a chance to become a contender. We'll have to see what happens there. Then you got the Royals. And we need to at least win all those games before we get to go to Houston. And we go to Houston for three. We get the Yankees. So we got three. We got six big games in June that are tough. They're just... Oh, man, Flo Rida is going to be here. Get his concert. I might go to that one. So we'll have the Oakland game. So we'll play the Rockies. That should be an easy win. And they're starting to be good, so we might have to be careful on that. See what happens. And then we get the A's. That'll be easy. Diamondbacks, we got... Another row is six games that are tough here. Six games, and then we have three solid games. Then we got the Astros with three. White Sox. So our first half is just rough. Rough. It is so rough. Rough, rough, rough. It is so going to be rough. And then the second half we'll have the Brewers, the Tigers, the Mets will be, they'll be average team, but you may want to play very good. And then we have Joe Mauer's thing. Then we'll have the White Sox for three, Joe Mauer Hall of Fame weekend. We'll just do his Mauer thing. Pickleball night, Carlos Correa Republican night, Blue Jays, see the schedule gets really, really tough because we're going to have to play teams like the Rangers and then the Padres we're going to have to play. Padres might be solid. They're going to be tough on some areas, but we have to play we get the Cardinals, and they're going to be pretty good. They're going to be in a rebellion fight. You may want to watch out for that team, the Braves, and then we're going to get the Blue Jays. Our path to winning the division is tough. Super tough. Because we're going to have to play things like... This is going to be a very tough schedule. Coming up with we get Tampa Bay. We get the Angels might come out and play. They'll show up. You get the Reds. You get the Red Sox. You get the Mariners. You get the Orioles. This is a tough schedule. This is a very, very tough. This is a tough schedule. So I think the Dodgers, and that's what I'm gonna talk about the Dodgers next, because that team is just it's too loaded. And I'm gonna go over my picks next. So that's going to be a big component of all. And then, so we should be pretty good. That should also have our series and stuff. So that's also coming up. So I just wanted to let you know about some of these things, because the picks are going to be, you have to, I'm going to go over all my picks right now, okay? We got a lot of picks. I'm going to go over my picks. And I want to tell you why I picked. Okay. Here are the picks that I got here. My picks for the division winners are going to be. You want to hear it? You got to hear this. It's going to be AL East. It's going to be Yankees. Because it's just, if they're healthy, they are dangerous. With Juan Soto, you got the whole pitching squad. Whole pitching is going to be good. There's weaknesses in the but it's going to be Yankees. They're going to find a way to beat them. And then our division, you know that division's loaded. It's going to be Twins. Because we got a weak division. Because they're not going to play very good. And then the AL West, I say Texas. They say Astros, good, but that, no.
They're going to be loaded. But find ways to do it. But I say Texas is going to be one. And then Braves are loaded. And I have also proposed that this one's a double tie, too. I got two ties. Two. I didn't wrote them. I was talking to my friend. But this is one I really think about, too. Because a tie is going to be the Dodgers. Is one. Is not, it, no, no. The NL East is going to be Braves or Phillies. The Central Brewers, easily. And the Reds can probably tie. And the Reds can actually be a good team. So, watch out for that team. That's also a rebuilding team. NL West is Dodgers. And then the teams that Wildcard said, Orioles, Astros, and Phillies and Diamondbacks. And also, I like this one. So, it... And everyone said the Dodgers. It's just the way they recruited all the pitching is like. The pitching is so low. It's so loaded, and it's like that's actually you're gonna find out in the coming months. So it's all so loaded. The pitching's so loaded, and you gotta be so much ready to see everything come in play. So you have to be ready in the full line of everything. So you have to be ready for that. So that's going to be key. Okay. Now I want to go into some. So that's also a factor. If he gets healthy, if that Mike Trout gets healthy, they can be. That's a team. They can. So yeah, they're coming in. Sonny Gray was supposed to be their first pitcher. Dude, this Dodgers, the whole Dodgers team is gonna be. Is that Ethan? Jose Barrios, dude, this is gonna look like a squad. Man, we're gonna be in a competition round, okay? So we have to be ready and consistent. Just wanna get my mind into this whole thing, cause you know that whole thing's coming up and stuff. So yeah, the twins are actually gonna be ready. I'm ready for the opening coming up, so get ready, cause I already got my picks, and so that's kind of all I have to talk to you about right now. This is like a short show segment, but I will be back tomorrow, cause we have the need for speed and stuff, so I might begin to all that stuff coming up. All right, get ready. Go Twins, let's dominate, okay? This is our year. All right? Bye-bye.